Hello, this is Anviti and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, September 18th. Coming up in today's episode, Cabinet approves One Nation, One Election concept. Congress files FIR against BJP leaders, alleging a threat to life of Rahul Gandhi.
First day of voting in Jammu and Kashmir election.
And US official hints at Israel's role in Pager attack in Iran. First up, the Central Cabinet has given a nod to Kovind panel report, paving a path for One Nation, One Election concept to become a reality. However, 15 parties, including Congress, have opposed the One Nation, One Election push, calling it not pragmatic or practical. Party boss Mallikarjun Kharge, while releasing the party's manifesto for next month's Haryana election, called it an attempt to divert the attention of public and also claimed that the public is not going to accept it and BJP is not going to succeed. The Union Cabinet has approved the government's One Nation, One Election push today, which proposes simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections, with urban body and panchayat polls to be held within 100 days, accepting the report of panel led by ex-president Ram Nath Kovind. The proposal will now be tabled in Parliament and must clear both houses, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, if it is to become a law. More significantly, it will also require amendment in the Constitution, and that amendment has to be ratified by all states and union territories. Holding simultaneous polls will allegedly transform the electoral process and governance and optimize scarce resources, the high-profile panel has said, led by former President Ram Nath Kovind. It also notes that 32 parties and prominent judicial figures, which includes former Supreme Court Chief Justices and High Court judges, has backed this issue. Earlier this month, sources said the concept will be implemented during this tenure of the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi even mentioned it in his Independence Day speech this year. The opposition, though, has staunchly opposed the idea so far and has red-flagged constitutional issues. 2 days ago, Congress leader P. Chidambaram lashed out at the BJP-led NDA government over this issue and said it was not possible at all. Replying to a question on reports that the BJP-led NDA will implement this One Nation, One Election idea within Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third tenure, Mr. Chidambaram said, and I quote, "One nation, one election is not possible under the present constitution. It requires at least 5 constitutional amendments. Mr. Modi does not have the majority to put those constitutional amendments in either the Lok Sabha or the Rajya Sabha," the former union minister said. He also added that it is simply not possible as the India bloc will totally oppose the one nation, one election idea. The challenges to implement this would involve syncing electoral cycles with minimum disruption to governance, and there is no clarity so far in dealing with the breaks that would be involved in bringing all states in the same timeline. There is also a marked lack of clarity in the way forward in cases resolving dissolution of houses, president's rule, or even a hung assembly or parliament. However, it is being assumed that the latest report that the government has accepted will be resolving these issues. And next, Congress is not letting verbal attacks against Rahul Gandhi slide easily this time and has filed complaints against several BJP and Shiv Sena leaders citing a threat to Mr. Gandhi's life. This comes after several members of NDA made objectionable remarks against the leader of the opposition of Lok Sabha. Congress leader and Rajya Sabha MP Ajay Makan named Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu, Delhi BJP leader Tarvinder Singh Marwa, Shiv Sena Shinde leader Sanjay Gaikwad and Uttar Pradesh Minister Raghuraj Singh in his letter for FIR filed today. The Congress leader in his complaint stated that Tarvinder Singh Marwa had on September 11th, during a BJP event, threatened the leader of the opposition, in which he said, "Rahul Gandhi baz aaja, nahi to aane wale time mein tera bhi wahi haal hoga jo teri dadi ka haal hua." Or translation, "You better behave or you will meet the same fate as your grandmother." This was a reference to Rahul Gandhi's grandmother, the former Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, who was assassinated. This statement was captured on video, which Mr. Makan said he has attached as evidence. Mr. Makan also named Sanjay Gaikwad, an MLA from Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena, who the Congress leader stated had on September 16th publicly offered a bounty of Rs. 11 lakh for anyone who will cut the tongue of Rahul Gandhi. The complaint further named Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu and claimed that Mr. Bittu referred to Rahul Gandhi as the number one terrorist of the country during a public statement made on September 15th. Mr. Makan claimed that this statement was intended to incite violence and was in breach of public peace. According to the Rajya Sabha MP, the statement was widely circulated on TV channels and social media. BJP leader Raghuraj Singh is also named in Mr. Makan's complaint. Quote, similarly, on September 16, 2024, BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh minister Raghuraj Singh also publicly said that leader of the opposition Sri Rahul Gandhi is the number one terrorist of India, unquote. The complaint added that these statements are attempts to undermine Rahul Gandhi's safety and disrupt public peace, particularly in light of the ongoing election in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana.
And next, voting in the first phase of the three-phase assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir is underway across 24 constituencies in 7 districts today. Voter turnout of 50.6% was recorded till 3 p.m. in the first phase of Jammu and Kashmir assembly polls. The voting began at 7 a.m. today. According to officials, highest voter turnout so far from the 24 constituencies was recorded in Indarwal at 72.20%, followed by Padar Nagseni at 71.08% and Kishtwar at 67.58%. The Union Territory is voting for the first time in an assembly election in 10 years. This is also the first assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir since the abrogation of Article 370, removing the special status in 2019. It is also the first time that Jammu and Kashmir is witnessing an assembly election as a Union Territory. When Article 370 was abrogated, the state was divided into Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Electoral Officer P.K. Pole has said the polling is proceeding peacefully in the first phase and has reportedly been incident-free. Quote, polling is being conducted on a large scale. The way polling is progressing indicates a high turnout. We anticipate over 60% polling. So far, the polling has been peaceful and incident-free, unquote. Mr. Pole told news agency PTI. The official was visiting various polling stations set up for the Kashmiri migrants in Jammu City's Mochi area. Over 23 lakh voters are eligible to vote for 219 candidates, including 90 independents, in 8 assembly segments in 3 districts of the Jammu region and 16 in 4 districts of Kashmir Valley. The polling is scheduled to end at 6 p.m. Polling in the remaining 66 assembly seats will be held in 2 other phases on September 25th and October 1st, while the counting of the votes will take place on October 8th.
Breaking from breaking news, Russia has an innovative way to increase its declining fertility rates. Have sex at work. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reportedly encouraged Russians to engage in intimate relations during lunch and coffee breaks at work to address the country's declining birth rate. The initiative comes as Russia's fertility rate, currently at about 1.5 children per woman, falls significantly below the 2.1 rate required to maintain a stable population, Metro reported. Additionally, over 1 million, primarily younger Russians, have left the country amid the ongoing war with Ukraine. Health Minister Dr. Yevgeny Shostakovich emphasized that being too busy at work is not a valid excuse to avoid procreation. He suggested that people could take advantage of breaks to focus on expanding their families, noting that life flies way too quickly. When a reporter asked him how people working 12 to 14 hours a day would find time to have children, he responded by suggesting they could use their lunch break times. Now, back to news. Israel's Mossad spy agency placed explosives in thousands of pagers to target Hezbollah before they detonated across Lebanon, multiple reports say, according to BBC. The synchronized attack, which blew up thousands of pagers in Iran, killing at least 9 and injuring thousands, and of which videos show people being injured as they were walking in a supermarket or even hanging out in a city square, was reportedly said to target Hezbollah militants. However, it is unclear if the pagers actually belong to Hezbollah warriors or just regular citizens. A senior Lebanese security source tells Reuters that pagers were brought into the country months ago. Separately, Israeli and US sources say Israel detonated the pagers earlier than planned, fearing that Hezbollah had become aware of the plan. The pager seemed to carry a Taiwanese brand, but the Taiwanese firm Gold Apollo, according to BBC, has denied any involvement, saying that the pagers were made by a Hungarian firm it had signed a deal with earlier. The Minister of Culture, Mohammad Wissam Al-Murtada, said in response to yesterday's attack that his country's victory over Israel is imminent. In a statement on X, he said there are no limits to Israel's evil and yesterday proved its hostility to humanity. There has been no statement from the Israeli military, who has been engaged in cross-border fire with Hezbollah for months. BBC reported a Lebanese source and other source telling Reuters that Mossad, the Israeli spy agency, placed explosives in thousands of Hezbollah pagers, which were imported months ago. Separately, Israeli and U.S. sources have told Axios and Al Monitor the explosions were initially planned as the opening move in an all-out offensive against Hezbollah. But in recent days, Israel became concerned Hezbollah would have become aware of the plan, so they were detonated early. The U.S. official, on the condition of anonymity, told Axios, quote, "It was use it or lose it moment," unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin, wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.